Yeah, hey, good morning. This is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. And it is Thursday, May 3rd. It is 65 degrees and overcast presently. We got a heck of a lot of rain, it looks like, last night. I haven't gotten out and taken a look at how much we actually got, but it looks like, well, I heard it. It was definitely loud. The bus is pretty quiet, so, I mean, you could actually just more see it. And in the back by the wheelchair ramp, well, the door where the wheelchair ramp used to be, excuse me for the yawn, the breeze was coming in there a little bit, well, it's funny because I still have, the reflectix over the door, because I was waiting till we got this last two cold nights before I took it off, and it was like my bus was breathing. So the wind was definitely coming in from the west, actually northwest. So yeah, it was definitely interesting. It always makes the dog bark a little bit, but she's kind of getting used to it now. So I was like, yeah, whatever. And she's getting so good. I looked outside, and a few days and my squirrels are out there. So apparently they didn't have too rough a night. So that's important. I have a furniture order today. Well, for the weekend, I'm going to try to get them cut and put together, but it's a couple Adirondack chairs, and they want them painted. So I'll finish them today, paint them tomorrow, and deliver them on Saturday. Maybe tomorrow. It's hard to say. It depends on how the weather holds, you know, with it being damp. Nothing dries very fast in this, but I can bring them in the bus and put the fan on them. That would probably work. We'll see. Yeah, then I'll definitely have to open the back door. Ah, crap. Yeah, well, it's okay. I can do it. I'm tough. It's definitely worth it. So, that's what I'll do. Hopefully, I don't have to deliver them, but it's not that big a deal if I do. You know, maybe that's kind of the point of having a bus. But, yeah, definitely. So, I'm going to drink my tea this morning. And I'll give you a little update on they're Adirondack chairs, and these particular ones are just made out of pine. They want them painted navy, which would be pretty. I don't think I've ever done anything navy, and so that's what I'm going to do. I'm kind of excited because that's a different project. I have an order for a swing. That's a little longer project. It's a new design. I haven't ever done it, so I'm just gonna kind of wing it. And like I told the individual that was interested in it, I didn't keep any pictures from the stuff that I changed my email account when I left Houston. I was just like done. And I think the same when I left Colorado. So I didn't have any pictures. I do that. I seem to just delete my existence and start over. But this one's a keeper. I like it. It's definitely a different place in my life where I don't have the baggage that I had before. Don't have anything that I want to disappear from. You know, the witness protection program has been quite successful. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, and I don't know how many other people do it, but, you know, I mean, it's just like a reset, you know, and I mean, and for me, I've done a few of them, you know, I mean, and this one, you know, I'm at a pretty solid place in my life. I really like what I've got going on, so I believe I'll own this one for a while, but keep in touch. We'll see for sure, but yeah, I'll talk to you after a while. Yeah, hey, it's Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. Can you hear that bird? That's Robin, I guess. It is 1:30 on Thursday, and I am sitting out here in my little forest, and I don't know if you can hear the wind, but there's a squirrel napping in the trees, and one second. Thank you.
Yeah, he's sorry. That was Chris. She ended up having to work again. It's crazy. She, I don't know. I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, if you work a job with coworkers, you have to know the shit she's dealing with. It's crazy. I got up this morning and I made an Adirondack chair the other day. And I'd kind of been sitting in it thinking, you know, I need to do something to pay my phone bill. And so I posted it on Facebook. And shit, it was gone. I mean, within 15 minutes, somebody hit me up for it. I just wanted $60 for it. And so I thought, and I make money at that. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't take... I guess I need to figure out how many... I got $15 in it. If that, yeah, $15. Yeah, $15. That's what I figured. It may be $20 if I'm not shopping around for the materials. But I make $40 a piece on them, and so I got orders for 6 more, and I got 5 cut. I'm working on the 6th, and I got rain, so I thought I'd come over here and sit in my little forest, and it's the rain is just kind of, you know, like sneaking through the trees. So I'm not sure how long I'll be able to sit out here, but long enough, you know, long enough to chill. And I drug out all my tools, and I got power tools, you know, table saw and a compound miter saw and a planer and a jointer and all that shit. And so I pulled them all out, and I shouldn't have pulled the planer or the jointer out because I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't going to get that carried away until tomorrow. I like rough cutting everything, and then I run it through the planer and the jointer to, you know, to clean it up, make it pretty. And then if I just sell them unfinished, you know, I mean, then they still look nice. And if somebody wants to finish them themselves. But if I want to finish them, then they're already, you know, already ready to go. So that's what I've been doing. And like I said, now the rain is coming. And apparently this squirrel must know something because it looks like she's heading to the trees. I just don't want to go inside. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being inside, but been inside for 7 friggin' months. I'm done. I'm totally done. But, you guys have a great day, and, find something you love. I mean, I'm sitting out here with the birds, you know, and I got up this morning, 8:30, headed out, you know, did some work, and, it's just, there's just a way better way to doing what you do than what you're doing. I mean, and if you're doing what you love, then you're my kind of people. If you're not, you need to find out what it is that you love and just do it. Because there's somebody out there that appreciates what you do. But you guys have a great day, and I'll check back in and see what's going on. Yeah, hey, it's Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It's 4:45, and Thursday, May 3rd still, and it's 68 degrees, and it doesn't seem to be raining now, so I'm going to try to get all the wood cut out for my chairs, and then tomorrow all I have to do is run them through the planer, and get them straightened out and drill some pilot holes and get them going. I've got a couple that I need to paint, but... that's tomorrow's project. Oh, actually, that might be Saturday's project, just depending on how the day goes. But, I just thought I'd give you a little bit of an update. I know it's not been, I've not been that chatty today, but there is something that I wanted to discuss, and it's talking about sustainability and resource wasting. And the reason I bought a bus was because I just changed my life. I mean, I don't do anything like I used to. I don't use any products to speak of, you know, I mean, I just don't, and I don't do anything the way that I used to, and I am watching these people build these buses, and I'm gonna actually have to stop following some of them, because they're just starting to make me crazy, but one of them, the number one, the solar is just, it's just insane to me. I mean, these people are putting hundreds of watts of solar on the top, and it doesn't do anything except, you know, run the inside, you know, run, you know, your usual stuff, because, I mean, you can't run an air conditioner, and the craziest part is you're parking a bus out in the sun to generate your power, but a bus is,
a big metal box, and it's freaking hot. And nobody mentioned it. And so many of these builds are people that have spent all their time sitting in forums discussing what they would do and why they would do it. And they haven't lived in a bus. Because I tell you, yesterday at 68 degrees, my bus, I had it all closed up, had a fan running in here, and it easily got up to 80 degrees. And I'm 3/4 of the way, you know, totally covered in shade. I wish they were a little bit more honest. But another one that I'm watching is putting over 100 gallons of fresh water on, and number one, 100 gallons, that's 800 pounds. You know, it's 8 pounds, that's insane to me. But, you know, hey, that's just me. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper, and I got my beans going. If you listen to today's podcast, you can hear them in the background. That's my pressure cooker. I think it was Patrick from We Live on a Planet that said it sounded like I had some cobras in the background, you know, that I was a snake charmer. And I gotta tell you, I can't listen to it the same now. And that's a memory from my childhood, because my mom, you know, uses a pressure cooker for everything. So I thought I would come back and wrap up yesterday's show. And what ended up happening is I was out on and off throughout the day trying to get a couple of chairs finished. And I didn't get any finished, but I got most of the wood cut for four of them. But I did get a chance to come up with another custom order, and that's for a bench, an Adirondack bench. So I got some wood cut for that too. So today I'm heading out to finish up, and it's crazy overcast. And because I'm cooking in the bus and I have everything closed up, it's a little stuffy. So I'm spending the morning opening up the bus, getting some air moving through here, some nice fresh spring air. But I spoke to a guy yesterday, and that is kind of what threw me off, because I didn't think their names are Kevin and Paulette, and they run a family-owned resort up in Coyote, or it's in Dolores, Colorado, just outside of Dolores, Colorado, and they have like two cabins they rent out and a big lodge. I mean, and it looks awesome. It's at 9,000 feet, and the arrangement is for 20 hours of work. And I thought it sounded great, but Tom's not so sure. And he's right. I mean, we have been in situations where it's like people expect a lot. And they did, when I talked to him yesterday, I have to be totally honest, because they did say, you know, that they expected 20 hours a week, and that's fine. And that would be, you know, cleaning and taking care of the cabins. But then they said that they're not super busy, and that the owner, Kevin, was retired now as of this past December. So he was planning on spending quite a bit more time out there. And the cabins apparently need some exterior work. And he had thought that maybe he and his wife would do it. Well, she works part-time as a nurse, I guess. So I know that we'd be, you know, expected to do that stuff, and I don't mind at all. But I think Tom's a little burnt out. I think he's actually spent more of the last 2 years working for other people. You know, and he doesn't want to do that. I understand. I mean, and I would rather work for myself like this. But I don't need to have a particular place to settle down. He is more, that's kind of more his thing, so I'm just going to keep struggling ahead, and I'm just still planning on getting out of here in June and just heading west, and I probably will head out to Dolores. It's funny, I need a couple of references. Well, I don't have any references. I mean, if I think about it, I guess I do have a couple of people, but I mean, you know, every place that I've worked is no longer there, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's complicated, isn't it? I mean, I don't need to work for anybody else, and I'm just not. I get that's the difficulty with being a couple, because I haven't had to think about any of this stuff. And I guess he has, and so it's tough. I saw there's a new podcast or a podcast on there. It's couples therapy or something. And I was listening to Jerry Seinfeld last night, and he's talking about being married, and you know, and he had some advice, and he said, don't go crazy at the same time. And I thought that is so true, because you spend that much time with somebody. I mean, they do get to see you're crazy. I mean, everybody's got some crazy. And I mean, I don't have much crazy right now, but my environment is totally controlled. So, I mean, what kind of crazy would I possibly have? So, you know, I mean, that is the end of the day. That was where I left the day. And Tom was going to work a full day today and think about a little bit more about, you know, our options, and you know, whatever it is, it doesn't really make much difference to me, because I can't even tell you how many different setups that we've tried in the last 3 years that just didn't work, and I just don't know what it is that we're looking for, except for, you know, I've kind of got it now, except, like I said, I am seeing that there are things that need to be dealt with, and Chris doesn't want to deal with them, so I don't want to deal with them. Her deal is she's just in limbo, and I guess that was my place last year, so I'm not in limbo anymore. So you guys have a great day, and thank you again for coming along on my journey.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.